that clears it up for you. 131-873 is my number. The most popular segment on this program with Luke every Saturday morning is no doubt our racing tips from our man, Reece Crowther, of course, from MrBet.com.au, because, Reece, your record is astonishing.
Oh, Clint, I'm glad to hear that, mate. Well, look, we had a bit of a wipeout last week, but I've got three winners for us this week, mate. I'm feeling bullish. I'm up and about. I think we're ready to go.
Let's put the wipeout to one side. Let's concentrate on the future, because you don't have That's wipeouts right. often, I've got to say. Let's start in New South Wales. Gosford is racing today.
Yeah, mate, look, we've uncovered one here, Clint. Honestly, mate, Gosford race 6, number 4. There's a horse there called Enchanted Heart. Now, the market has his third favourite, right? But, mate, it should be favourite. And I'll tell you why. Easy Eddie, who's in the market, look, it's been a good horse. But, mate, it's had every opportunity this prep to prove that it's a good horse, and it just hasn't come up to scratch. The other one's Senor Fox, and I just want to touch on something here which might give the recreational punter a bit of an insight to how we think about these. This horse, Senor Fox, ran an enormous spike in its ratings, Clinton, a couple of starts back. Now, what can happen when horses run an extremely large spike is that they actually suffer a bit of a flat period after that where they can't replicate that, and that's what we've got here with Senor Fox. So we've got Easy Eddie, has never come up to his previous price or his previous performance ratings this prep. Senor Fox, enormous spike, which leaves Enchanted Heart. This is a horse that handles a sting out, has got a good relationship with the jockey. And, mate, $4 they're giving us about Enchanted Heart. Yes, please. It should be favourite. Happy to be with it. It's not our best of the day, though, but okay, I'm happy to be with it.
So, Gosford, which race was that in Gosford?
Race 6, number 4.
Race 6, number 4. Enchanted Heart. Okay, let's have a look in Caulfield.
Yeah, mate, this is our best of the day. No spoils for the price, but Caulfield, race 2, number 10, XL Man. We speak, you know, almost weekly about horses building up a bank of figures over distance, Clinton. And this just, oh, mate, this is the one here. Should be far too strong from here. Fifth up into this preparation, has built a solid ratings base. Last start over the 1800 ran a personal best, which was equal to its previous personal best, which was over 2,000 metres. Now, XL Man gets 2,000 metres today. Jamie Carr's on. She'll go forward. She'll sit in the 1-1. Mate, XL Man's just going to be far too strong from today. Far and away, our best bet of the day. You're going to get $2.10 about it. I can see it starting $1.80. It's a cracking bet.
Okay, that's race 2, number 10, and the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I've gone for a bit of value here, Clinton. There's a horse, race 4, number 6, called Stamp or Stampy. It's enormous overlay to our ratings. Honestly, it's a big overlay, but my big query I've got with it, Clinton, is just its fitness. This horse is second up. It's going to be a much better horse third and fourth up. And I think the reason why we're getting a bit of a price about it, you can get $5 about it, is because of this fitness query. Craigie Williams, Chrissy Munts combined here. Second up, back in class, drawn to get a super map. I just think it's a great price at $5. And I think if you want to risk it with the fitness query, then you should, and you should have a crack. I think it's a good bet on raw talent alone.
Okay, so let's just go through those again. Gosford, which is race 6, number 4.
Yep.
Caulfield, your best bet?
That's the one, mate. XL Man, race 2, number 10.
And the Gold Coast?
Race 4, number 6, Stampy at $4.80.
Race 4, number 6. Reece, we'll talk again next week.
Too easy, Clinton. Enjoy.
Reece Crowther from MrBet.com.au. And don't forget, as always, please bet responsibly.